You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is frequency? In science, frequency basically measures how often the same event or activity keeps happening over and over. The event could be ocean waves or heartbeats or strobe light flashes or rotations of a washing machine. Whatever the event is, it's measurable in a unit of time. Waves per minute, heartbeats per second, light flashes per second, rotations per minute, you get it. Scientists will refer to frequency as cycles per unit time. And frequency is very important in science. It's a basic measurement needed to understand what's going on in laboratory or field research. Here's a good way to picture it. Imagine that a scientist is studying the sounds produced by a musical instrument, like a violin. The violin produces waves of sound. Deeper sounds are caused by longer waves. Higher sounds are caused by shorter waves. Fewer of the deeper, longer waves will occur or be measured in a unit of time, such as a second. And more of the shorter waves would occur during that same amount of time. So, longer waves have a lower frequency than shorter waves. To make their measurements, scientists use a list of units which are recognized by the broad scientific community. These measurements are called SI units, the letters S and I both capitalized. This comes as an abbreviation of the French translation of International System of Units. And when scientists are using equations to make calculations, they use the letter F, lowercase, to represent frequency. So, for example, get ready for this. F equals C over lambda, or C divided by lambda. Don't worry what those other letters mean. What's important is, because it has the letter F, you know it's a formula to measure frequency. Here's a fun activity to try at home about frequency and sound. It's the classic vibrating wine glass trick. Fill a wine glass with your favorite beverage, or a kid-friendly one. Get a little liquid on your finger and rub it around the top rim of the glass and try to get it to vibrate and create a sound. Drink or pour out some of the liquid and do it again. It should make a higher sound this time. Pour out some more and do it a third time. The sound should be even higher with this third time. What's happening is the column of liquid is vibrating, creating waves of sound at a particular frequency. The shorter the column of liquid, the faster it vibrates, the wavelength is shorter, and the frequency is greater. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of frequency. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.